File number 2130. Personal journal entry. Eva Reyes. Location: Karina work camp near Turku, Finland.
So close. We were almost there. We were stopped by local cops who turned us over to the Russians. Of course, they knew who I was. They plastered my picture everywhere. Deja vu all over again. I think I might be the most wanted person here, too. This is nuts. Bob managed to convince them he was taking me to this camp. They bought it because we were so close and no one would lie to get into a work camp. They even escorted us to the gate. He said he'd get me out, but I don't see how he can manage that. They'll talk to their bosses at some point soon and figure out who he is. Then they'll come for me. I probably have a day at most, maybe two. There's gotta be a way to escape. There are cameras everywhere, but there aren't that many guards. There's no reason for them. These people aren't criminals. They haven't done anything. There are kids everywhere. Pretty much all the Muslims were sent in with their families. Some people even volunteered to come here. Their husbands and wives had a bit too much alien DNA and they refused to let them go, so they came. This place is no prison. It feels more like a small village than anything else. It's ironic, in a really sad way. There's more closeness here, more love and acceptance than anywhere else. White, black, brown, Christian, Muslim, all brought together by the greatest injustice of all. But they are together. If you're in here, you're welcome. I must be going out of my mind. But if I had to live anywhere, this is the first place I've seen since we came back where I feel I could have a life. That is until they start slaughtering those people. They have me in a bunk next to this guy, Bilal. He's just a year older than me. This is nuts. He studied plant biology in Helsinki. He worked in a bar to pay for school. There's nothing special about him. Not his DNA. He's not even Muslim. He's a Hindu, but he was born in Pakistan, so it's pathetic. These people can't even do racist right. I hate this world. People are small, they're ignorant, and they're happy to stay that way. They make an effort to. They'll spend time and energy finding ways not to learn things just to feel comfortable with their beliefs. The cops that turned us in, they weren't scared of the Russians. They genuinely thought they were helping by turning us in. They were served this story that's so obviously bullshit, but they swallowed it. They ate it all, and they asked for seconds. They're happy to buy into this nonsense because they're on the right side of things, and they have someone to blame for everything that's wrong with the world. How cozy that must be, never having to question anything. I thought it would be different. I thought the world would have come together like never before after they were attacked. They'd been hurt. Everyone had. More than anything, they'd been hurt equally, randomly. None of the people who died did anything to deserve it. They were from all walks of life, rich and poor, from every religion. For the first time in history, there was a them everyone could point the finger at. That should have come with an even bigger us. If two kids get beat up by the same school bully, they have a reason to be friends. If I see millions of Chinese people go through the same horror I went through, I should feel some yokit sympathy for the Chinese. Or I'm a whole new breed of asshole. It happened here, this insanity. It brought everyone here together. There's a them, the numbnuts that dragged us here, and there's an us, camp people. That's how it's supposed to work. That's how it should be. Esat Ekt wasn't much better in some ways, but I don't know, somehow their brand of racism didn't hurt as much. For one thing, it was actually based on race, and they didn't think there was anything intrinsically wrong with the people they oppressed. As much as I hate those Ekt principles, they weren't built on lies. People here are just too stupid to realize they hate people who are exactly like them. Maybe that's what bugs me. Stupidity. I hate it more than I hate evil. I better learn to live with it, I guess, because I don't think they'll kill me. I wish they would. I don't know what they'll do to me, but it won't be that. It'll be something else, something without an end. Purgatory. The strangest thing is that this is all just dawning on me. I had hoped. Somehow, I deluded myself into thinking this could all be fixed, that I could go back. I wanted to see the market, Esok, my friends. I wanted to see Ekim, but I won't. I won't see any of it, any of them ever again. It's linear. It moves in one direction, and all of this is behind. What's ahead? I don't know what's ahead, but it's never going to be like before. I don't know what to do. I could try to recruit people, try to take over this place. If we all went for it, we could easily overwhelm the guards, but these are families, these are kids here, newborns. I can't ask someone with a baby to risk everything for me. I probably can't ask their friends either. They'll denounce me to protect the ones they love. I wouldn't follow me if I were in their shoes. They don't have much of a life in here, but they are alive. I don't think they will be for long, but I'm not sure I can convince them of that. Not if they don't want to hear it. This isn't sustainable. There are too many of them, and they keep bringing new people in. They won't turn half the world into a refugee camp. At some point, they'll want to make room. At some point, people will have gotten used to these camps. They'll grow tired of all the bad news coming out of them. We spend a fortune helping these people, and this is how they repay us? Why should we waste all these resources on these people who try to kill us when we barely have enough for ourselves? They'll start with men, the ones with the most alien DNA. Then they'll work their way down. When the people in these camps have been dehumanized enough, everyone will be fair game. Women, children, it won't matter. My problem is no one wants to hear that, especially not the mother of a 3-year-old playing hide-and-seek behind the barracks. It makes sense. That's why these things work, I guess. I wouldn't risk my child's life unless I was absolutely sure, and it would already be too late if I were. It's the will to live that will kill these people. Maybe I don't need to find a way out. Maybe there is one already. Wishful thinking, I know, but there must be some sort of black market running in here. If there's one thing you can count on when things go bad, it's free enterprise. Folks in here had money. I'm sure someone found a way to take it from them. I just hope it's not the guards. If contraband is coming in, maybe I can go out the same way. Probably not. It doesn't matter. I can't just sit here waiting for the Russian army to show up.